This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House says President Biden's going to sign the infrastructure bill on Monday. This is the one, remember, that's about hard infrastructure. The other one about people infrastructure, for want of a better word, build back better is what the White House calls it. That one's going to take a while, in part because senators and House members who were on the fence want to know what the Congressional Budget Office has to say about it.
The Congressional Budget Office is Congress's official number crunchers.
That's Zach Mueller. He's the director of the economic program at Third Way. That's a center-left think tank in Washington.
A score is a provision-by-provision estimate. That means, you know, if the bill is 2,000 pages long, they're going into each section of the bill and figuring out what that particular section is going to cost or what it's going to save.
Tedious, perhaps. Time-consuming, certainly. How, though, does the CBO do what it does?
So CBO, every year, a couple times a year, kind of sets what the next 10 years are going to look like in terms of spending and revenue, and they estimate how the economy is going to grow. This sets the baseline.
Basically, the CBO takes a snapshot of the entire American economy and figures out how a given piece of legislation might affect it, which gets us back to Build Back Better.
Because Build Back Better is going to be done through something called the budget reconciliation process, there's so many more rules and regulations that the Senate has to follow.
Reconciliation, as all y'all know, of course, is the process that gets the Senate around the filibuster.
So for the Senate's consideration of that bill, a CBO score is vital because the Senate parliamentarian is going to have to weigh in on whether or not individual parts of the bill meet requirements of this special process that they're using.
That CBO score is the whole ballgame for the CBO and for the lawmakers who are waiting on it.
If you're CBO, you don't want to retract a score. You want to get it right, and you want to get it right the first time. So I think that's a really essential part of why CBO takes so long, because they're doing a more detailed look at what's going on in this legislation than anyone else.
And thus endeth the primer, which we decided to give you because you are going to be hearing a whole lot about the CBO score in the next couple of weeks on this bill. Thanks again to Zach Mueller. He's director of the economic program over at Third Way.